I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 969, Find Yourself in the Story. I love the truth of this old poem by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Sow a thought, and you reap an action. Sow an act, and you reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you reap a character. Sow a character, and you reap a destiny. Or consider this. Annie Dillard, in her beautiful book, The Writing Life, says, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. What we do with this hour and that one is what we are doing." Today, I want to begin a 6-part mini-series on the habits that form a life of love. This podcast is called T2G, and it stands for The Two Greatest. In other words, the greatest commandments ever given. To love God and to love others, right there practically where we live. And all of us live into a story. We tell ourselves a story about our story, and we better make sure it's the right one. You know, it's the little things that you do over and over and over and over again that end up forming your soul. And hear this, we all have a spiritual formation. It's just some of us don't have a very good one. It's easy to think that, well, the preachers or the missionaries or those really holy people, they have a spiritual formation. But the truth is, we all do, and we are forming our soul every day. We will love well, and we will live well, if there are some specific concrete steps that we take to intentionally form our life after Christ. Today, I want to mention just one of 6 practices that if we do them regularly, will enable us to be better lovers of God, lovers of ourselves, and lovers of others. And let me be clear at the outset. These habits are not salvation earning. Jesus paid it all. But they are Jesus abiding and soul enriching and love inducing as we practice them. The first one is so foundational, you're likely to say, duh. But you see, you can't get to second base until you round first. So the first habit is to find yourself in the story. What story? In the story of God. Look, everyone has faith. I mean everyone. It's just the question of in whom or in what are you putting your faith? So the first step is to place our faith in Jesus, the story of God for the redemption and transformation of the world, including our individual lives. And when we put our faith in Jesus, we express it publicly for all the world to see in baptism. Baptism is the initiation rite into our new identity in Jesus. It shows dying to ourselves and rising up to take our place in God's story, His story. Paul wrote to the Galatians, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." And then to the Colossians, it's worded this way in Colossians 2:12. "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead." You see, to be positioned to love God and ourselves and others best, we have to continually remind ourselves what story we're living into, to whose story we belong. It's the story of God's love for us and for the world that we get to experience and participate in. So here's the great question. If someone were looking at your life, what is the evidence that your story is connected to God's story? I love this prayer from prayerforanxiety.com. "God, please help me to always know that my identity is in you, to know that as my creator, you alone get to say who I am. Please help me to see myself as you see me, as your beautiful, beloved, valuable child. Help me to always feel your deep love for me. Remind me of my identity every time I see the waters of baptism where I showed the world that I belong to you in your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 970. And in the meantime, you know, the Catholics have something called holy water. And the idea is to dip your finger in the water and make the sign of the cross on your body to remember your baptism. And it's not magical, but I think it's a good idea. When I go to a Catholic retreat center, a monastery, I always dip my finger in there and I put the water on my forehead and on my chest to make the sign of the cross. When I remember that I'm a part of God in Jesus, When I remember what he's about in the world, I'm more likely to see others as he does, and I'm more likely to love him the way he would. So holy habit number one is find yourself in the story.